when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted, with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Hi, Sakola Lair. Welcome to Savvy Broadcasting, Life Unscripted. For our final episode, after 11.5 years, you are sending us off into the wild, wild yonder. I'm so grateful to have you here because we're going to talk about your extraordinary journey to a thriving success. At one point, you had been homeless, and you're going to share some of your story of resilience and what entrepreneurs can take as kind of insights to build their journey. As we said, as you just said before we got started with our little chat here, that it's not a one size fits all, and there's not just like a couple pieces of recipe that you can follow and boom, you're successful. It's an ongoing journey, and that's awesome. You want to keep growing as a person.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So this I'm so grateful you could join me today. Now, to get started, you now run a very thriving podcast that you got started this past, was it May, right? You said
May of 2023. Yes.
Yay. but also you have a real estate business and a really tough niche to get into. But you know, it wasn't easy, I'm sure, to go off there and start your own business. What are some of the biggest takeaways you've gotten over the past 10 years that you said to me, I wish I knew some of the things before I got started, but now I'd like to share them with people?
Well, one thing that I did this past year, this year alone, was talking to people about selling with integrity. Because me particularly, I am an introvert. So asking for the sale was something that was very challenging for me because I didn't want to feel sleazy or slimy doing it. I wanted it to feel authentic and natural. So one episode I did with a guest was talking about selling with integrity or how to build business credit. I don't like using credit cards a lot, but building business credit is something that could help you to scale your business quicker and smarter without going into a bunch of debt. You have to be smart about it and have a balanced view of everything. Do you need a little boost to get your business started? Or are you going to use your seed money, things that you've worked hard for, to help build that business?
You make some good points because there is, you know, the idea of not spending any money because I don't want to lose is kind of insane, because there is times where spending a little money to grow you is the only way you're going to move forward and to and get to the next level. So it's good to know, balance wise, is this a good move? And what is the plan to pay it off? It's not just, I've heard people say, well, see, I'm building my business so I can do this, but is there a plan to pay it off later on?
Yes. And I'm going through that right now because with podcasting, there come separate expenses, of course, as you full will know, and how your podcast and business has grown over the past decade, for sure. And I'm going through this process now where my husband is now my word or sounding board when it comes to finances. So he says, okay, let's take a look at what your expenditures are for the upcoming year. And is this something that we need to look at getting a loan for versus using a credit card for? And how are you going to pay that off? For sure. Are you going to have to use personal money? Are you going to use money from your real estate business? How are you going to pay this off? So yes, there's in business, you're never an island.
Yeah.
You don't want to be an island. That's for sure. But you also want people on your team and surrounding you who are going to give you sound advice and wisdom. And that's a caveat too, that I've had to learn in business as well, because even when you're spending money to make money, sometimes it's hard to determine whether the person you're spending money with is the person that's going to help you to grow.
Yeah.
And I've been caught up in that a lot, where the talk was great at the beginning, but there wasn't a lot of substance once you got into the arena or at the table.
I've been so burned that way myself. Sokola, I remember someone called me and said, oh my gosh, could I get your take on how to build my own podcast? And what I'll do for you is I'll build a website. And so we decided to go, we'll do a bunch of interviews together. I'll give you some advertising time and all this jazz. And so we did that. I gave him a bunch of advertising. He came on the show. And 6 months in, I said, can I see my website? It was a disaster. It was barely even started. Wow. And I was just like, that's not at all what your website looked like and what you promised me. But yeah, it's that live and learn thing. But I want to get back to selling with authenticity. It's interesting because I think we confuse the idea of asking for the sale as being naughty, when essentially you're providing a skill or information or service to the marketplace, which you have to offer someone that's valuable, and you're essentially just getting paid for that service. And how do you think that it's become so hard for people to be authentic about sales, thinking it's so icky, when essentially we're giving something to someone? It's a give and give.
I think it's a mindset shift for sure. Because I think when we think of sales, we think of the used car salesperson, someone who's rubbing their hands in a maniacal way, like, hey, you want to buy this car? And they have that big flashy ting grin. And I think that's what we associate with when it comes to sales. But for me, I'm a trusted advisor. I look at myself as a trusted advisor. Hey, I have been where you're trying to get to, especially with real estate. And I had a great realtor, a husband and wife team, who navigated my husband and I through the process. And I realized a lot of people don't know what they don't know, especially when it comes to buying a home. So for me, what I do is I don't just hop in my car when someone calls me. I don't do online leads, basically, in the traditional sense, where someone may see me on a website somewhere and say, hey, can you take me to go look at this house? I don't do that. What I do is say, okay, let's sit down, let's meet virtually or in a public place. Let's have a pressure-free consultation and let's see if we're a good fit for one another. Then once they get to see me, interact with me, talk with me, and I provide value, then I will ask them, what do they think? Do you think that we are a good fit for each other? Do you think I am the trusted advisor to help guide you through this process, whether it's buying or selling a home? And a lot of times they will say yes. Then once I work with them, because of my work ethic and my core values, I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to do what I can to the best of my ability. And then I will always ask for the testimonial right before the transaction ends to get the testimonial. But most importantly, I stay in contact with my clients and let them know, hey, if you know of anyone who is looking to buy and sell in the North Carolina area, or even if they're relocating somewhere else, I know agents who think and move like I do in the real estate business in throughout the United States or Canada, please keep me in mind or send me their information and I'll be sure to take care of them for you. And that's because it's heartfelt for me.
Yeah.
It's coming from the heart. I'm coming from a place where I want to help people. One, home ownership is a dream for a lot of people. And I've been down that road. I never thought, to be honest with you, I never thought that I would own a home because I've lived from place to place. I've lived in subsidized housing. I lived with other people as a teenager. We didn't have a place to go. even when family couldn't afford to take us in, then it's wondering, okay, where are you going to lay your head tonight? Mm-hmm. What food am I going to be able to eat today? Or do we have to skip a few meals today in order to make it to the next day? So when I hear that, when people say, you know, I didn't think it's possible for me. Yes, it is possible, but let me connect you with people that can help you and show you how it's possible. And if you choose to work with me, great. But I know some people who will work with me, who move like me in business, that can help you make this possible. However, you got to do the work as well. And I tell them, you got to put in the work. I can't just do it all for you. Yeah. So that's why I like helping to inspire people who are inspiring themselves.
I love that. And a couple of things came away from me. One, you're willing to sit here and give value right off the front end and realize, is this going to work for both of us? Because I think often people think, you know, I have to pressure people to work with me. Not everyone's a good fit for you, or vice versa. Maybe they're not jiving with you. I remember years ago, we were having a big event in Manhattan, and someone said, I want to be one of your sponsors. She was a fashion designer, and it was getting close, a couple months out from Fashion Week, and she was hoping to be part of that, and she wanted to do some sponsorship. And I didn't feel like our audience was really going to help her. But I knew another podcast that was just in line with what she did, and the people that would listen into that other podcast, the fashion podcast, would definitely probably get her in front of the audience that would be part of the whole upcoming fashion week and all that. So I forward her off to that other person, because when you better serve people in that way, that's how most of your referrals will come later on, because people will be like, she's trustworthy. She didn't just take my money. She said, was this going to fit her podcast and fit me, and looked at how she could help me first, not just take my money.
Right. And I think transparency speaks volumes over anything. And I'm not afraid to walk away from something. If it's not a right fit, if I feel like I'm not going to be able to help the person to the best of my ability, then I want to put you in contact with someone who can help you, who has more expertise or more experience in this area of what you're looking for. And it's okay. But hey,
millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
If you know anyone else, ask. And my thing is, if you don't ask for the business, will you get business? No. So you have to thread that needle of one, you have to ask for the business. But one, if the shoe was on the other foot, how would I want someone to approach me? Do I want them to be honest? Do I want them to be transparent? A person of integrity. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a really good point. And then you mentioned asking for the business. I know my friend, he always says when he ends with one of his clients, do you know anyone else that we might be able to help? And there's nothing wrong with saying that, because everyone knows probably at least 100 people that might be in the same boat looking for a house or soon to look for a house that could you could benefit from, and they could benefit you. But, you know, I'd like to get to the part where, you know, you started your business. I'm sure from day one, it wasn't a piece of cake. There were challenges, not just with finding the capital, but probably day one getting started. Who do I even get started to find who could be possible clients? What did it look like from you starting day one, 10 years ago in your business? And how did you really get things momentum moving for you?
I'm chuckling because I will have to say, being a business owner over 10 years ago, I did different things. So I started out as a certified coach's virtual assistant. And I have a friend who has worked from home, ran their own business for over 20 years. And I was like, okay, this was the first time I heard someone actually working from home. What is it that you do? And she says, I work with coaches. I'm a virtual assistant. What is that? And this is when the coaching industry was starting to take shape. It was really starting to launch huge. Health, wellness, life coaches was really taking off. And so she trained me on how to be a certified coach's virtual assistant. I still am. And she gave me my first client. So it was, you know, a little nepotism there, but she knew that I could handle the client. And what the need was, there was this gap of working with coaches who've been in the industry for a while versus new coaches who were just getting their start and needed some business basics. So while I had learned the business basics, at the same time, I in turn and helping and teaching someone else. So I learned so many different things about sales funnels and designing and creating websites. Every website I've done, I've built myself for me. I didn't hire anyone else to do it. And then I became from a virtual assistant to an online business manager to digging into my roots and saying, okay, what is it that I really want to do? Well, I went to school for video audio production and speaking. And I said, what if I took a situation when I was in college and we were in a newsroom, a mock newsroom, and usually I'm behind the camera or I'm in the audio room. And the person who usually would sit out in front of the camera wasn't there that day. And I was like, this is my shot, because I wanted to be a television broadcaster. And I said, this is my chance. And I go out there and they have the little pieces of paper that you see at the anchor's desk, and it's blank. And a professor who I later found out was a relative of mine, didn't know that. He said, okay, just make something up. And I'm sitting there with the huge cameras, the bright lights in my face. I'm sweating. And I had nothing. I couldn't think of anything to say, not even about a cat getting stuck up in a tree. And I said, I can't. I have nothing. And he smiled and he said, it's okay. It's better that you know now than showing up on an interview and trying. And this happens. And so that always bothered me, because here was an opportunity for me to shine and I didn't take it. Or I was too nervous. And I said, I'm pretty sure there are other business owners that feel the same way. So that's when I started my own video marketing strategy business. And I've helped women all over the world to do that. And then when the pandemic hit, I got into real estate. And I thought, this will help me learn more about real estate before I buy my home. And then lo and behold, while I'm in real estate school, my husband's looking at the market. He says, I think we need to act now. And so I'm going through the process of buying a home at the same time I'm in real estate school. And I was able to apply what I was learning at the same time. And that's why I said, I'm so grateful that I had a husband and wife team. Sat down, did a consultation with us, walked us through. We weren't ready right then and there, but a few months later we were ready. And they knew that we were serious. And in less than 6 weeks, we moved into our home. After that,
Well, you know what I'm getting from your story here is that when you first got into business, you were essentially found a friend who took you under her wing, and you were an apprentice of sorts. And what was awesome about it is while you were learning these skills, you were able to immediately apply the knowledge and put it right into use. At the same time, start actually making some sales and some business. And this is great for people listening in if they're just getting started and they're like, how do I even do this? Maybe find someone you can work under. And one of my friends, what she did, she worked for free at first just to show her value, not forever. She actually, for her, and I thought it was an amazing story, she went into some big businesses and she was a collector. And she said, listen, I've collected from things that people thought were totally not possible. Give me your write-offs. What you think you just can't get money for. If I collect, I take 10%. You got something you didn't expect. So that's how she got her first several clients. But so those are some things to do here. But I love that your story is constantly one of learning and being an entrepreneur, even with learning real estate. It's, hey, this is a need I have. And so I'm going to learn it. At the same time, it's going to become my next business. That's awesome.
Yeah, I kind of learn as I go type of person. Yeah. I feel that's the best way that I learn.
Yeah.
And the best way I can be successful at something doesn't mean that, and I think you and I talked about this before the show started, mm-hmm. you're never going to get to this point where you're like, I have arrived. It's not a GPS destination. It's not, mm-hmm. it's never going to be you have arrived at your destination. It's always a continuous cycle of mm-hmm. growth mm-hmm. and improvement. We never strive for perfection. We strive for improvement.
Yeah.
And the moment you think you've reached your destination, are you still living? You need to check your pulse. Because are you still living? Are you still thriving in life? Yeah. So yeah, it's constantly one. Use that proximity principle. You never know who may be out here, who may be connected to someone. Ask if it's about a career change, shift, or trying something new. Ask. You never know who someone else may know.
And you never know what you might be attracted to. Me falling into podcasting was a complete, I wasn't planning on it, or it was seemingly not an accident, but something I never would have dreamed of prior. And now my new venture coming up, doing designing and having a shop, also not something I ever would have planned, but life takes you in interesting places if you let it, and if you are inquisitive and wanting to learn as you are. Now, I don't want us to leave our final episode without people finding out how they can work with you, find out more about you. And you do so much there. You mentioned here that you not only consult people with regards to real estate, but maybe personal level, business wise, let people know how you can help them and they can find out more about you.
Yes. Yeah, so if you want to reach out to me, my email is info@workitliveitownit.com. And also you can check out my website, workitliveitownit.com. But make sure you stay tuned for future episodes of the Work It, Live It, Own It podcast.
That's right. It's coming up this 2024, more episodes, fabulous episodes to really help you grow your business. We're ending, but she's not. But our new journey at Savvy Broadcasting is moving up to crazynestcreations.etsy.com, where we are bringing the whimsical and the fun to everyday practical gifts that you can give to everyone year round as needed. And so everyone do check out crazynestcreations.etsy.com. And I just have to thank you, Sokola, again, for being our final guest on Savvy Broadcasting. I'm so grateful you were able to join us and share your great wisdom today on Savvy Broadcasting.
And thank you. I know it was a lot of pressure, especially being your last guest. I know it's coming to an end, but there's so many exciting new things happening for you in your future. So I wish you well in your future endeavors.
Absolutely. And we're going to keep in touch because I'm writing two more books that you might be hopefully the narrator for. Let's see. We could talk about that offline. But everyone, please go to Work It, Live It, Own It.com and find out more about Sokola today. And thank you so much, Sokola, for coming to Savvy Broadcasting.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Hi, everyone. I have a quick announcement. Christina of SavvyBroadcasting.com. As everyone might be aware who listens into the show, my second book just hit the stands this July, My Crazy Roommates. And each of the chapters has an illustration of an owl character that captures the essence of each chapter. Well, just before the book signing of my book, My Crazy Roommates, I had printed one of the owl characters on bookmarks. And they were such a hit that I ended up putting one on a mug. And friends and family and readers loved them so much that we decided to put together a shop with these whimsical owl characters, not only on Etsy, but in our very own website, SavvyBroadcasting.com. So for that and many other wonderful evergreen gifts that we'll continue to put up, as well as characters to come up for our future books, go to SavvyBroadcasting.com or crazynestcreations.etsy.com and get your very own gift today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.